Fun with Speech. The South Dakota School of the Air, in cooperation with the Department of Public Health and the University School of Education, presents by tape recording Fun with Speech.
Hello, girls and boys. This is Alice. Here's your riddle for today. Every fall, we celebrate a day in memory of our forefathers, the Pilgrims. We celebrate it by having a feast with turkey, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie. The name of this day begins with the old gray goose sound. Can you guess this day? Well, now it's time to relax. This is my quiet time. My hands are still. My feet are still. My head is down. My eyes are closed. This is my quiet time. I am resting, resting, resting. With arms and legs so free, I stretch and stretch and stretch them. Just like a big green tree. Well, now that you have rested, let's see how well your ears can listen. If you listen closely, you will be able to do all the things this poem tells you to do. First, though, let's see if you know which is your right and which is your left. Hold up your right hand. Hold up your right foot. Hold up your left hand. Hold up your left foot. Can you remember that? Then stand up and listen and follow these directions. This is my right hand. Hold it up high. This is my left hand. I'll touch the sky. Right hand, left hand, turn them around. Left hand, right hand, pound, pound, pound. This is my right foot, tap, tap, tap. This is my left foot, pat, pat, pat. Right foot, left foot, run, run, run. Left foot, right foot, jump, jump for fun. Face right, face left. Turn round and round. Face left, face right. Jump up and down. Right hand, left hand. Clap, clap, clap. Right foot, left foot. Tap, tap, tap. And now for our story today. The big black cat liked to eat little mice. It wasn't safe for Baby Mouse to play outside because the black cat might catch him and eat him up. One day, Baby Mouse asked his mother if he could go outdoors to play. Mother Mouse thought very seriously and then said, "You know the big black cat is our enemy. If he sees you, he will try to catch you. When you go outdoors, you must always remember to open the door wide. Look straight out to see if the cat is there. Look up in the air to see if the cat is there. Look down on the ground to see if the cat is there. Look round the corner to your right to see if the cat is there. Look round the corner to your left to see if the cat is there. If you do not see the cat, you can stay outdoors and play. If you see the cat, run inside and close the door quickly." All right, girls and boys, let's pretend that your mouth is the mouse's home. Your tongue is the baby mouse. Your lips are the doors. You do what Baby Mouse did. So Baby Mouse went to the door. He opened the door wide. He looked way out. The cat wasn't there. He looked up in the air. The cat wasn't there. He looked down on the ground. The cat wasn't there. He looked to the right. The cat wasn't there. He looked to the left. There the cat was. He ran inside very fast, and he closed the door. After a little while, the baby mouse went to the door again. He opened the door wide. He looked way out. The cat wasn't there. He looked up in the air. The cat wasn't there. He looked down on the ground. The cat wasn't there. He looked to the right. The cat wasn't there. He looked to the left. There the cat was. He ran inside very fast, and he closed the door. Now play that you are a moving man. You help to move something very big, and you're puffing for breath. Now, stick your tongue out so that just the tip of it shows between your teeth. Pull it back into your mouth. Your tongue peeks out. Pull it back. It peeks out. Pull it back. It peeks out. Back. Peek. Back. Oh, that was good. I wonder how many of you can tell me what a gander is. Well, you're right if you said that a gander is a daddy goose. Our new sound is about a big goose whose name is Old Gander Bill. Old Gander Bill was a handsome old fellow. His feathers were white and his bill was yellow. He liked to chase little girls and boys, and whenever he ran, he made this noise. And that was to say, "I'd like to bite your legs today." When any little boy saw Old Gander Bill, he let out a yell and scampered uphill. That old gander could make boys bellow, for he was as mean as his bill was yellow. To make the old goose sound, we have to let the tip of our tongue just peek out between our teeth. And while it is out, we blow out our breath stream, like this. Put the palms of your hands together, flat. Now push the top hand forward a little bit, just like your tongue moves forward. At the same time, say, when you pull your hands back, your tongue goes back. Let's try it again. Hands together, push, back, push, back, push, back, push, back. This time I'm going to tell you another poem about an old gray goose. Every time I make the goose sound, you make it with me. Ready? The old gray goose am I. I stretch my neck and cry at puppies passing by. I like to make them cry. When puppies jump and run, I think it's lots of fun. I'm sure they'd like to be an old gray goose like me. Listen for the goose sound. I shall say two words. You tell me which one has the goose sound. Tree, three. Yes, the last one, three. Thought, fought. Yes, the first one, thought. Now you tell me. Thumb, some. Tin, thin. Saw, saw. They, day. Tick. Thick. Have you ever watched a cage of monkeys playing? They climb about and swing by their tails. If you listen closely, you will hear them talking to each other. They say, they, thee. Would you like to talk like monkeys? Your tongue must just peek out between your teeth every time you say they or thee. Listen. Little monkey in the tree, this is what he says to me. They, thee. Monkey jumps from limb to limb while I chatter back to him. Thee. This time you do the monkey talk with me. Little monkey in the tree, this is what he says to me. They, thee. Monkey jumps from limb to limb while I chatter back to him. Thee, they. Do you hear the old goose sound in this poem? Thumpity, 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 thump. Teddy is thumping his drum. Thumpity, 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 thump. Teddy will march with his drum. Thumpity, 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 thump. Tommy will join in the march. Thumpity, 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 thump. Teddy and Tommy will march. Thumpity, 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 thump. Join in the march with the boys. Thumpity, 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 thump. Oh, what a thumpity noise. What words did you hear it in? That's right, in thumpity, 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 thump. Play that you have a drum. You would swing your arms as if you were beating it. You would say, thumpity, 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 thump. And your tongue would peek out on each word. Let's play our drums together. Thumpity, 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 thump. Thumpity, 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 thump. Would you like to learn the rest of the words to that poem? I'll help you by saying two lines at a time. You repeat them after me. Are you ready? All right. Thumpity, 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 thump. Teddy is thumping his drum. Thumpity, 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 thump. Teddy will march with his drum. Thumpity, 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 thump. Tommy will join in the march. Thumpity, 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 thump. Teddy and Tommy will march. Thumpity, 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 thump. Join in the march with the boys. Thumpity, 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 thump. Oh, what a thumpity noise. Wouldn't it be fun to say that at home to your mother and daddy tonight? Have you guessed our riddle word for today? It's the name of the day in the fall which we observe in memory of the pilgrims. On this day we have a feast. The name of this day begins with the old gray goose sound. What is it? That's right, it's Thanksgiving Day. I hope you'll practice using the old gray goose sound all week, for next week I shall tell you about the clock.
By tape recording, you've been listening to Fun with Speech, a South Dakota School of the Air program presented in cooperation with the Department of Health and the University School of Education. This series is written by Ethel Bridgeford Brooks.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com. www.theairinc.com.